Welcome, everyone. So people are showing up right on time, 5 o'clock. What do you know? Very good. So my name is Steve Cocconi, as most of you know. And of course, I channel this part of Michael, that now calls itself the Consortium. And it's a view from the mental plane. And my approach to the Michael teachings is what I call the applied Michael approach, which means a lot of the ways that I speak of the overleaf, soul age, and so forth, is to employ it from the standpoint of how do we make it work in this world, not just ourselves as individuals, but you've also heard me invoke the term that they came up with a number of years ago, soulseology, meaning if we were to take the sum total aggregate of all the human beings in the world, via soul age, what kind of societies do we co-create? So it's not just about us being whatever given role or what have you that we are. It is also about how collectives operate together at certain soul ages and so forth. So a lot of the ways that you may hear certain kinds of interpretation tonight will sound very familiar because indeed they are. They're still based in the fundamentals of the teaching. But they also have the added interpretive qualities of the consortium with its other six entity members working to bring this to light. And so for those of you who are new, and I specifically pick out Chris Todd, who, by the way, is also up here in Groveland with us, our neighbor. I invited her here tonight because she's been asking about it over the years and so forth. So I thought I would invite her to share a taste. But tonight's talk is the third quarter briefing or overview or update, as it were, of about 2022. And to put it into context, we'll talk about probably the major change of perspective that has happened as of the summer solstice. Many of you who have followed not only myself, but other Michael channels who do yearly overviews, J.P. Van Den Hool and Mike North for one, Troy Tolley for another, Jose Stevens for another, Terry Benning, another still. We will sample, if you will, the cosmos, the Tao, to see what kind of group energies are being brought into play on the physical plane as a kind of a general blanket, a general kind of container which we operate in. Now, though each of us here has our own role in overleaves, we are still given an opportunity and under the auspices of that energy to adopt in or adapt into some of that milieu, those energies, and bring them through us and to strengthen ourselves or to be tested by it in some cases, but certainly to use them as additional lenses for why things are happening at this particular period of time and so forth. So having said that, let me begin by just reviewing the overview of 2022 and then tell you what's changed about it. So we said at the beginning of this year that this is a warrior energy year, a warrior role year. And we hold to that it is also a sage casting. So a sage cast warrior would be one that is both steadfast, but potentially jovial, interactive, verbal. Often persuasion might take the role, the form of sales, or the need to interact with people in a social way, but to create alliances. And a theme, by the way, that we mentioned at the beginning of the year that is particularly strong now, and one that we will visit several times this evening. So the emphasis of the sage quality, however, has increased at this half of the year because two of its nested overleaves have come into play. We said in the beginning of the year, the goal for this year was discrimination, but we also mentioned that about halfway through, as it did, change to acceptance. And of course, those of you who know your overleaf chart can visualize that the goal of acceptance is the sage nested goal. So in other words, whatever a sage is, all the overleaves below it, a visual representation of the overleaves matrix chart, make it a part of the quality. So in any case, with acceptance now, we'll talk about more of the influences, but let us say that it has shifted from much more of a selection process and discernment process, a boundary setting process under discrimination, and now sliding into more of an inclusion, adaptation, allowance, but also the dropping of resistance toward situations as they stand. So acceptance here has a flavor at this point that somewhat resembles the goal of flow, in that it really does emphasize adaptability. Next, the attitude change. Another shift that has happened in this changeover into the third quarter, again, it pivoted at the nexus of June 21st, the summer solstice, and that was the energy shifted from the attitude of spiritualist, which was a much more broad kind of often nebulous feeling for people. Where there was a sense of the greater whole, but not a great deal of necessarily intellectual clarity about it. And that, by the way, now has shifted to idealist. Now, just saying what this shift means and pair it with another set of shifts, the shift from moving center at the first half of the year in the intellectual part to now intellectual center in the moving part. Now, that may be somewhat of a nuanced change for some of you, but some of you who are either intellectually centered or in the intellectual part will find yourself having a lot more sense of clarity about what's been going on in these last 6 months. Acceptance will allow an order to form that happened under discrimination. So it's these two sage-oriented, that's to say, acceptance and idealist now, have come into the mix and more prominently, and therefore made the need for talking, vocalization, potentially writing and articulation with words and narratives a lot more significant for all of you. In other words, the more that you can put out your ideas thoughtfully and verbally, again, because of the idealist in the intellectual center, the more you will find both self-acceptance and, because of this mixture of the sage-influenced warrior, find yourself a much more effective seeker of common ground between those you might otherwise not understand or possibly even be in opposition to. And of course, knowing the nature of the word warrior itself and the archetype of warrior, opposition is a kind of readiness that the warrior goal tends to have. It doesn't mean it's always in enmity, mind you, but opposition is a sort of natural way that the warrior stance has to it. So the chief feature, those of you who know the way that the chief feature is normally interpreted, historically interpreted, this year, it started off in in stubbornness, which is the assimilative axis chief feature, which means it could activate anybody's individual chief feature easily. But what stubbornness adds to that is it tends to get stuck there. You know, a person, you know, can stubbornly be impatient or stubbornly be greedy or stubbornly be self-destructive, et cetera, et cetera. So now it has slid into martyrdom. And martyrdom, as we've used that term again, is the nested chief feature of the warrior. So notice what has happened in the January 6th hearings, for instance. How many a so-called, perhaps not if the role of warrior, but literally of the mindset of the warrior, have thrown themselves, you know, seemingly, if not on the mercy, at least thrown themselves down as the victim of the Trump conspiracy instead of a participant. And of course, many of the people who have been otherwise tried and or convicted on the lower ends, those who actually stormed the Capitol, for instance, use martyrdom a great deal as that, you know, their flag of self-importance and, you know, announcing their victimization of, you know, of quote, circumstances, of course, circumstances that they themselves created and participated in. In any case, that slide to martyrdom now will have an impact that, again, we'll discuss throughout the course of the evening. But that changeover is, yet again, one of the four major shifts that has happened during the course of this warrior year. To just mention one of the high points, or one of the hard points, I suppose is a better way of saying it for most of you. We have mentioned, and it remains consistent, that this is one of the most unique years in terms of the masculine-feminine energy balance we have ever seen. It has been, since the beginning, late part of December, 100% masculine energy. Now, when you have that much, you know, to use it under a term that some of you may recognize more historically, of course, that's yang energy, or yang energy, Westerners butcher it, meaning it is that focused, deliberate, intense, often narrow-minded, sometimes automatic, but rigidly linear way of doing things when it's in the negative pole. In the positive pole, it can be determined, tireless, very not easily distracted in its relentlessness and willingness to continue to move. Now, what you've seen on the larger soul-seological scale is that we have seen, and we've talked about the last several years, that even though this is the step over into the mature soul cycle, that if you will, officially, cumulatively, given the number of souls on the planet, stepped into first level mature, the backlash of the remaining baby and young souls that are still pretty close to half of the population of human beings on the planet, many of whom, by the way, are in positions of power around the planet, are in the midst and continue to really rein back the horse, so to speak, on what we have traditionally called a backlash of energies. And we bring that to bear because when we talk about it in this context, historically right now, if we bring masculine and feminine energy and we reduce it down to actually human binary sexual qualities, meaning maleness or femaleness embodied, it has been a tough year for women. And you see the worst of what has been called toxic masculinity taking the forefront. It has been, however, utilized by those who, in spite of that kind of belligerent resistance and determined attempts to quell the voices of others who've also stood sometimes heroically by themselves and defied and spoke their piece anyway, who are using masculine energy in the positive form and expressive through the warrior archetype. For those of you who remember Jimmy Stewart's role in Mr. Deeds Goes to Washington, he would have exemplified a person, even though he himself, the man, was a server, his character would have exemplified a sage caste warrior using masculine energy to be as absolutely brave and resolute as one could be, and standing alone doing it at that in that regard. So those are some of the changes. Now, just to finish, we remind you that this year's mode that has not changed and that stays the same is the mode of power. And of course, all over the globe, you could characterize much of what's happening in the mood of humanity as struggles for power. No getting around it. Whether you're talking about what the Supreme Court is doing, handing down rulings that are attempting to eradicate rights, literally legislate from the bench, as they call it, or whether it's Vladimir Putin trying to, you know, carry out a war of conquest in the Ukraine, and all the permutations that are, you know, forcing the world to, if you will, get into camps, get into which us are you on the side of. And we want to make very clear that even though, as we said earlier, the mature soul era is now here, and that is the pulling force that all essences and the Tao are, if you will, gravitizing all beings toward, it doesn't mean that it's always going to go into the forward motion in the positive pole. And in fact, it also means that those beings of younger soul age who are very resistant and also very afraid at the deep core of both their egos, personality, and essence, who are rigidly holding on, are very much a representative, if you will, of the opposite side of the Tao. Remember, all beings collectively are the Tao. And at any given time, all of humanity, all of life itself, the Tao is responding to your individual free will banded together to exercise power. And now we use it in the sense of the mode on the physical plane. So one of the things about power mode this year, again, that we will touch on in several ways during the course of our presentation to you tonight, is how and what power means. It's not just power over. It is the power of presence. It is the power of you being in something that we will call in a few moments, and what we will call and give you a meditation with tonight, your highest healed state, so that you may enter into your highest yield state. And we don't mean yield to, we mean yield like harvest, like what it is that you can harvest in yourself to share with all. Because it is that sharing with all, as opposed to, which is a mature soul value or orientation, as opposed to imposing on all, which is really the remnants of a baby soul orientation, but then permutated through the young soul of wanting power from all for a few. And so these, call them concurrent currents or concurrent waves of effect, are what's present during this time, beginning now at this third quarter, and you will see in many venues. Now, after we do the meditation this evening, so having reviewed some of the overleaves, as we've just stated, and some of their implications, we're going to turn it over to you to ask, you know, your more poignant questions. And you can do that relative to how you may relate to any one of these overleaves specifically, meaning whether you're asking about how to utilize it for yourself, how it's antithetical to you, and you may find you are resisting it or having difficulty with it, how you feel uplifted by an overleaf, or looking at it through the lens that we call sociology. In other words, choosing some of the events that have happened in your world, just a few we have just mentioned here tonight, and pose your question about what's of interest to you, so that we can interpret these, you know, via those scenarios, and thus hopefully give you much more of a clear and grounded sense of how these things will be applied, or how they may show up in terms of their structure. Now, one last thing we want to say in terms of structure, it has to do with the body type as the last overleaf that is represented in the overleaf configuration that we gave this year. And it is the Saturn body type. And the Saturn archetype as a body type, then when you apply it, even those who have no Saturnian in you, understand it is the energy that refers to structure, to the father, as far as an interpretation of the masculine. It also has to do with neurology and the skeletal system. Now, in that, then, many of you know that the moving center has also historically been called the physical center. And so, therefore, there's a few of you we know in this audience, for instance, who have had structural components, vis-a-vis meaning your actual skeletal and neurological self, be on really high priority and really high difficulty on a personal level. Metaphorically, when we take that body type, we're talking about using it to stand up straight, to literally lift your chest and your posture in such a way as to present your most, if you will, statuesque self. Now, it doesn't matter how tall or short you are. When a person presents themselves in that way, it creates that experience of being a formidable presence. You all know that we have Joe Bates here, who is, you know, an Army veteran of many years. Know the, you know, the Army's way of holding men at attention, you know, chest out, shoulders back, you know, stand up straight, stand at attention. That kind of energy is not only a warrior stance, but that is a very Saturnian kind of power stance. And when, again, when we talk about that thinking of yourself, holding yourself erect, and that's a key word, erect, because that means you are standing on your own 2 feet under your own power. When you hold that as a metaphysical image, some of which we'll do in the visualization we'll do with you in a few moments, what you will find is there is a natural vibrational sort of resonance that can pull together, even if it's just for a few moments. And it can remind you of what that cohesion can actually feel like inside of you, even if your body is habituated to different stances. And for many of you, you know that over time, because of your age, your weight, your lack of strength in your body, because of whatever reason, excuse me, holding that kind of body posture may be difficult. Well, we're not asking you to be in the Army. We're not asking you to do pose as if you were literally in front of a sculpture class or anything of that nature. We're asking you to remember what it's like to hold your head up high and to face your world in your most dignified self. Because Saturn, or the Greek god Apollo, was that god of male beauty, dignity, a kind of a certainty that was elegant. And when you tie into that energy in yourself, you can feel the inner personal version of the vibration of competency, of courage, of steadfastness, and of personal power, the right to be. So, having said those few things, then, we'd like to offer you this opportunity to take the next 5 minutes with us and simply be with us as we offer you this visualization. And for many of you, we offer to close your eyes, or you may look at us and gaze if that is what you prefer. Gazing being a very powerful way, eye-to-eye contact that can transmit energy, whichever you prefer. So we would like you to begin with the notion of your highest healed state. You do not have to know what that means in absolute. You do not have to know what that even means for you. It is merely an opportunity for you to step into that energy, to be with and experience yourself, to work with what might be. And in doing that, it starts with a simple act of claiming life moment by moment, which is fueled by the breath and breathing. With each breath, you are fueling the engine of life, the engine of your life. With each exhale, you are relaxing to allow whatever is no longer useful, what is no longer healed, what is no longer purposeful, to be sloughed off, to be released, to be sent into the ethers, to be recycled. As oxygen is taken in, so too carbon dioxide is breathed out, and it is used by the plants of this planet. And then they in turn transpire and release oxygen back to you. A perfect cyclical exchange when in balance. And with each breath, the experience of your highest healed self begins to vibrate around you. Notice we did not say you have to see it or visualize it or imagine it. Just allow the vibration to be around you. For some of you, it may feel like a distant vibration. It may feel as if it's barely noticeable. For others of you, you may experience it as a thrum, a pulsing, something inside you rather than outside you. There is no right to this. There is no wrong to this. It is merely an observation, an experience, an awareness, a tracking of where you are right now. And if you find this highest healed state vibration, something you're more or less curious about, now with an act of your own will, your conscious self-determination, you can amplify it and bring it closer. Or you can fine-tune, potentially reduce the volume to its precise wavelength or notes. That which is exactly right for you in this moment. And let that be in perfect harmony within your being right at this moment. Every day, you can revisit this experience. Every day, you can repeat this recitation, this invocation, this invitation to your highest healed state. Bringing it closer, expanding it, directing it to where it's most needed, learning to feel the controls of it, the dials, the knobs, the meters, the measures, all the adjustments that allow you to experience its refinement and its expansion. So for now, wherever this highest healed state is for you in this moment, we're going to ask you now to employ your intellectual center and allow a vision to come to your mind that from this highest healed state, you can begin to draw as if it were your paints on the easel or your clay on the board or your stone in front of you, that you can begin to shape or mold or draw a sense of your highest yield or output state. Where what you give and what you produce in the world is not only a function of the actions you take or the directions you hold, but the vibration that you radiate. And the vibration of the highest healed state is the optimal vibration to produce the output of your highest yield state. And you may have a vision that is as personal and ordinal as what your best activity for the rest of the evening, the most fulfilling, the most vibration and life affirming. Or it may be an exalted public or grand view about the contribution you want to join in to make with humanity at large, with the planet at large, with the universe at large. And any given day that you repeat this visualization, this recitation, know that you can co-create with your imagination, your link with essence, that vibration of the highest healing state. And then from it, have revealed the image of the direction or type of your highest yield output state for that moment, for that day, for that period, or perhaps even the rest of your days, whatever is true for you. So experiencing this harmonized vibration of healed and yield perfectly in sync so that the output of who you are is the most congruent, the most abundant, and the most purposeful in the world, not only of your own life, but of every living thing you interact with. And allowing yourself once again to just be aware of your breathing, and how the inhalation and exhalation are like the revving and idling of a finely tuned engine of the vehicle that is your personality in this lifetime. Well, when you feel ready, when you experience yourself as complete, in whatever way that means, simply allow yourselves to open your eyes, be present, and back into the group in the here and now. So with that, we offer you all a moment or some opportunity for those of you who wish to either report your experience or share what you may have noticed, if you care to. And if there is no one that unmutes themselves, to either share or ask a question about that. We will pause 5 minutes for a refreshment break after that, and then we'll come back and we will turn it over to you for your questions, audience Q&A, as it were, and your participation. So again, for anyone who is interested, you may unmute yourself. And one of the things that I neglected to mention earlier is that there is a button at the bottom of your screen called Reactions. And for those of you who we can see on screen, you could literally raise your hand, but it might be easier if you use the Reactions tab and see that there is something called Raise Hand. And if you can see on my square, there is a graphic of a hand up that would indicate you're asking a question or wanting to be having an opportunity to speak. So if I see any hands go up, either visually or in the corner, we can go ahead and I'll respond to those, or you can make your statement about what you experienced.